question from Swapnil Prabhu. Why does the Lord say that for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death? And then further say to Arjuna, you should consider honor and dishonor to be the same. Answer, because these are instructions at different levels of consciousness. So in the second chapter, verses 31 to 37, where this maranadit sambhavitas chakirtir maranadit richyate, this mood of instruction comes, that is being talked of at the karmakanda level, wherein the idea primarily is of dharmic material life, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. That means by understanding that one is not the body, one is the, but is the soul, one should live in such a way that one can get honor in this life and honor in the next life. So from that point of view of material religiosity, it is said that a person should be should follow dharma, because by following dharma one will get honor. And that's how it is in a cultural society, in a cultured society. But when dharma is neglected, then a person gets dishonored. So at that level where the practice of dharma is done for getting material honor, Krishna is reminding Arjuna that if you give up dharma, then you will be dishonored, and that dishonor will be worse than death. On the other hand, he is a few verses later, from 2.38 onwards, when Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, he is taking him to a higher level where the performance of dharma is not to get a better material life, but to become liberated from material life and to go back to the spiritual world. So to go back to the spiritual world, one should not be aiming for getting things better at the material level. One should be aiming simply for getting more and more fixed in transcendence, in a higher spiritual fulfillment that goes far, that is far deeper and richer than material pleasure and also material distress. So at that level of spirituality, one is told that don't bother about honor and dishonor. Sukhe dukhe samay putra labha labhav jaya jayo tato yuddha ajyasva naivam papam vapsisi. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that amongst all happiness, distress, victory, failure, among all such considerations, stay equipoised and practice yoga ajyasva, for the practice of yoga. Yoga here means connection with the higher spiritual reality. So in this way, these two instructions are at two different levels. So at the level of material religiosity, when a person is practicing religion to make things better at the material level, then it is said that better one should give up one's life, where practicing religion will bring honor and giving up religion will bring dishonor. It is said that okay, better give up, dishonor will be worse than death for you. So the idea is, somehow or the other, the person should be kept on the path of dharma. So if the considerations of honor and dishonor can be made to keep a person on the path of dharma, utilize those considerations. When the person has not really understood the intrinsic value of dharma, but when the person is a little more philosophically evolved, then that person can understand that the purpose of practicing dharma is to ultimately get liberated from material existence and attain the spiritual level. So at that time the person is told, don't bother about honor and dishonor, just focus on yoga, just focus on transcendence and connecting with transcendence through the performance of one's duty in a detached consciousness. So these are instructions at different levels of consciousness, just as a teacher, maths teacher, may give different instructions at different levels for students. A math teacher may tell 3 minus 5 is not possible to a lower grade student, but then the same math, 3 minus 5 is minus 2 to a lower grade student, to a higher grade student who has understood that negative numbers are also possible. So when we look at the Bhagavad Gita, whenever we see contradictions, we have to look at the progression of thought that is there and look at the broader context, then we will be able to reconcile the contradictions. Thank you.